AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is ordering the military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats, choking the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post, the president said the military is intensifying its mine-clearing efforts in that critical waterway. The Pentagon says it seized another tanker associated with smuggling Iranian oil. It's the Majestic X in the Indian Ocean, deepening confusion over efforts to end the war in Iran. Iran's exiled crown prince, Reza Pahlavi, was splattered with red liquid as he left a building after a news conference in Berlin. Pahlavi says any agreement assumes the Iranian government's behavior will change, and you're going to deal with people who all of a sudden have become pragmatists.
I'm not saying that diplomacy should not be given a chance, but I think diplomacy has been given enough chance, and every time it has had setbacks. This is time to readjust your foreign policies. To think that this regime is a solution at the end. The solution is the liberation of a nation that is asking you to take their side for once. For 47 years, the people of Iran have not been part of the equation.
Pahlavi has been in exile for nearly 50 years. He's trying to position himself as a player in Iran's future. Air quality warnings remain in effect across the southeast. Wildfires are burning in Georgia and Florida. Denise Stevens was among the wildfire evacuees who got a free meal and some rest at a church in Georgia.
We had to evacuate due to the fire that's on Drury Lane. I don't know if I still have a house standing or not. And that's what drives me, I think, crazy more than anything, not knowing.
More than 50 homes in Georgia have been destroyed. Millions more Americans might qualify for dual Canadian citizenship under a recent change to Canada's requirements that has led to a surge in applications from its southern neighbor. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Karen Chamas reports on the Israeli military's wide-scale demolition of Lebanese homes.
The Israeli army has been destroying homes in areas of southern Lebanon it has occupied since a ceasefire with Hezbollah last week. But residents, Lebanese officials and UN peacekeepers say the demolitions are happening on such a wide scale that large numbers of people will have nowhere to return to if the fragile truce holds. Hassan Swaydan, a resident of nearby Yatta, told reporters that he witnessed the systematic destruction of the entire nearby village of Beit Lif by Israeli soldiers with bulldozers and jackhammers until he said no more houses were left. Lebanese officials plan to raise the issue of widespread demolitions when they hold ceasefire talks with their Israeli counterparts in Washington. Israel claims the homes it has destroyed were used as outposts by Hezbollah militants. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.